Dr. Ben Carson Sr. is a world-renowned pediatric neurosurgeon and director of pediatric neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins University. Dr. Carson has also authored several best-selling books and is a much sought-after speaker and lecturer. In 2001, Time Magazine and CNN named Dr. Carson one of the top 20 doctors in America. Like many doctors over the last several years, Dr. Carson has become an advocate of complementing traditional allopathic medicine with nutritional dietary supplements, including glyconutrients. The following is a recent studio interview with Dr. Carson conducted by radio talk show host Ken Anderson. We hope you enjoy the program.
Okay, it gives me great pleasure to be here with Dr. Ben Carson. I want to thank you so much for taking time to get together with me and share with the world your interest in glyconutritionals.
Well, thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Now, Ben, what I'd like to do is kind of have you just tell your background. I mean, it's fantastic. You're a neurobrain surgeon. And I don't even have enough knowledge on that to ask a good question. Okay. So what I'd like you to do is just kind of tell a little bit about your background and how you got introduced to this.
Well, you know, I've always been interested in healthcare. You know, as a youngster, I wanted to be a doctor. And I used to listen to the mission stories in church and Sabbath school, and they featured missionary doctors. I used to love to go to the doctor's office. Other kids hated going to the doctor's office. I loved to be at the hospital listening to the PA system. It was the only thing that really ever interested me. It was a difficult road because, you know, I grew up in a single-parent home, dire poverty, terrible temper, poor grades, you name it. I had it. The pathway didn't look very clear, but, you know, I had a mother who, although she had only a third-grade education, had great faith in God and faith in me. And through all of that, I managed to turn myself around academically and get into Yale University for college, University of Michigan for medical school, Johns Hopkins to do my internship and residency, and now I'm the director of pediatric neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins. In addition to, you know, my tremendous interest in the neurosciences, I have been interested in health in general. I do a lot of public speaking, and I've said for many years that if everybody ate 3 well-balanced meals a day, drank 6 to 8 glasses of water, exercised regularly, got plenty of rest, and didn't put harmful substances into their body, we would be out of business in the medical profession. By the same token, we have nothing to worry about. People aren't going to do that. But, you know, if you go to areas of the world where people do live more naturally, eat more naturally, you find health to be considerably greater than it is in our society. I personally believe that when God created our bodies, He made them in a way that they could repair themselves if you put the right things into them. If you don't constantly put things into them that they have to fight, because your immune system is there to sort of monitor everything that's coming into your body, everything with which your body is coming into contact, the bad things it has to fight. And we live in an environment now where there's an awful lot of bad stuff coming in. So the immune system is just fighting constantly all the time. And by the same token, we live in an environment where we take those substances that God gave us for food, which had everything in them that we needed, and we leach all that stuff out of it.
Yeah, process.
In the process.
Yeah, we sure do.
So it's not that it isn't good food. It's just that we've taken so much out of it that it doesn't do us the kind of good that it normally would. So this is a huge, huge problem. And it manifests itself in all kinds of diseases, I think, in our society. Things that we see occurring increasingly more as we eat more and more processed foods. We're seeing higher rates of cancer. We're seeing the higher rates of autism, attention deficit, hyperactivity disorders, just rampant. You know, when I was in school, if there were 2 or 3 kids in the whole school, that was a lot. Now it's like 1 out of every 4 or 5 children.
And the autoimmune disorders like lupus and fibromyalgia?
Absolutely. All of those things seem to be on the rise. Anything that has to do with the immune system seems to be on the rise. And it's because we're overtaxing our immune systems, plus we're not putting into it the kinds of things that I think are needed.
Right.
I must say that I became very interested in this whole topic many, many years ago, but I didn't have a good focus for it. And then a year and a half ago, my focus changed significantly because, I was diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. This was something that really took me for a loop. You know, I was one of those people who got an annual physical examination, you know, had my PSA checked regularly, did all the things that you're supposed to do. And I guess I was very lucky that I'm a neurosurgeon because we do these long operations. And I could do long operations, you know, 10, 12 hours, never worry about going to the bathroom. All of a sudden, I was looking at the clock. And that represented a change. So I went to see the chief of urology at Johns Hopkins, and I said, something's different. Even though my PSAs are normal, my exams have been normal. He said, yeah, you probably got a little prostatitis, so we'll try you on a little antibiotic. That didn't help. And he said, well, maybe you got a little focal hypertrophy. Let's try some Flomax. That didn't help. He said, maybe we better repeat your PSA. And we did, and this time it was elevated. And he said, we better do a biopsy.
Now, you're young, so this, we often think of prostate problems as somebody older.
Right. The average age of diagnosis is 69. I was 50. And they told me after the biopsy that my chances of having cancer were 17%, 18% at the most, not to be too worried. Nevertheless, I said, let me know as soon as you know something. And the next day, I got the call. Not only do you have cancer, you have a very, very aggressive cancer. And that kind of took me for a loop. About a year earlier, I had a friend who had been diagnosed with cancer of the bile duct. And you're not supposed to live for very long. In fact, he was told he probably had about 12 weeks at that point. And he decided that he wasn't going to go through surgery. He wasn't going to go through chemotherapy. He wasn't going to have radiation. He just went to juicing foods and going through all natural diets. And it was pretty drastic what he did. But, that was more than 2 years ago, and he's still alive. And he's doing very well. And, you know, I started looking at some of what he was doing, and I started looking for other products and philosophies because I didn't particularly want to have surgery done, and I didn't want to have any of the other things done. And I was talking to the father of one of my patients, and he was telling me about glyconutritionals. And I said, well, that sounds very interesting. And he gave me the website, and I checked it out, and I made direct contact with Dr. Reg.
Okay, so the website you went to is the Glycoscience website. Okay.
And I talked with Dr. Reg a little bit about my situation and told him about the symptoms I was having. He suggested that maybe I start on some of the glyconutritionals, and I did, and the symptoms disappeared. I mean, completely. All of a sudden, all my urinary symptoms were resolved, and I was feeling great. You know, I had more energy, and I really contemplated at that point not going through with any treatment for my prostate cancer. By that time, the news had gotten out that I had prostate cancer. You know, there was a 3-page article in the Washington Post. It was on a bunch of the national news shows. It was all over the place. And I knew that if I didn't, it would send the wrong message. And a lot of people would probably follow my lead, but they wouldn't be doing all the things that I'm doing. Because I truly today even believe that I probably could have gotten away without going through the surgery, just continuing along this path. But I don't want to send that message. Nobody wants to send that message because I think these products are to be used in conjunction with medicine, not to replace it. Certainly not in the beginning. But interestingly enough, I did eventually go ahead and have the surgery done. I continued to use the products. And you're supposed to be out for 6 weeks. You know, I was ready to go back to work after 3 weeks.
Wow, great. Yeah, the recovery time is faster.
Recovery time it was just phenomenal. But I have also continued to recommend these products for patients. And everybody who takes them swears by them. There was one child in a coma who wasn't really responding to anything. And now he smiles, he reacts to the environment, and he hasn't been taking them that long. I'm hoping that we'll continue to see significant progress.
Well, along with going on to glyconutritionals, did you also start juicing like your friend did and do some of those things?
I did juice for a little while.
Okay. It's a real time consumer.
It is. And with my hectic surgical schedule, I didn't continue to do that.
Okay.
Although I do think it's an extraordinarily worthwhile thing to do.
Well, one of the things that the company does is they like to get, as best they can, the best quality produce and get the vine-ripened produce. So in one of our supplements, it's very similar to people that are juicing in the nutritional factors that they're getting.
Right.
So that's a big advantage.
I think that is a huge advantage because basically what these products do is they take all of those natural substances that our processing tends to get rid of, and they give it back to you in a quick and convenient form.
Right.
And, you know, that is the real advantage. I think it's spectacular. Now, you do have to recognize that traditional medicine doesn't necessarily like things that sort of come in from the periphery.
Right.
Particularly if they seem to be attached to a lot of, antidotes. And it will be necessary, I think, to continue to do some bench research as well as, you know, some clinical research on these various products. But everybody that I know who's taking them just swears by them, including myself. Uh-huh. And I'm convinced, but I do want to see more things done. And we will be doing some things as time goes on in my laboratory after we find the right research team to do this.
Great. So putting together research and data and gathering the data, both retrospective and people that have a problem now, then they start on the products and then we can see the before and after rather than just, well, yeah, I felt bad before, now I feel good. That's what we want to do. And that's what Reg is so excited about.
Yeah. Well, again, we're dealing with a very hardened system that doesn't like things that aren't done exactly by a script. And it's going to really be a while before I think we have all the data that we have to have. In the meantime, I'm going to continue to use the products. It's done me a tremendous amount of good. My family uses them, staff, people in my office, patients. And so I think the products speak for themselves. But you really don't have to be a brain surgeon to understand why something like this works. Because when you stop and you look at how our bodies are made, and you recognize that you have cells, and that each one of these cells is like a factory that produces something. Now, if you have a factory that's producing automobiles, say, you've got to have a supply line coming into that factory.
Right.
And they've got to bring the steel and the rubber and all the electronic equipment,
right,
the glass, all these things, or your end product will not be complete,
mm-hmm,
and will not be as effective. You can make this tremendous automobile, but if it doesn't have any tires, it's probably not going to go anywhere.
That's right.
Or if it doesn't have a windshield, it'll go, but you'll be impeded because when you get it at high speed, it's going to be too difficult to drive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are just analogies, but
right,
it's the same kind of thing. If you hamper the cells in your body by not giving them everything that they need to complete the process, then yes, you will still function, but not optimally.
That's right.
And if we can find an easy way to supply all the things that are needed by that factory, you know, you're going to benefit in a tremendous way. And that's basically what's going on here.
Well, the wellness plan is really kind of taken over the treat the sickness disease concept through the health industry, I think. And people can kind of visualize this a little bit. It, like you said, if you have advanced cancer, you don't want to just go out and start taking vitamin C and stuff. You want to,
right,
you have to do some other things. But when we can deal with the average person who thinks they're well, you know, and I remember one doctor, Dr. Boyd, said, you know, the only way you really know if you're totally well is get an autopsy.
Right.
Get an autopsy.
The ultimate biopsy.
Yeah, the ultimate test. the only way to tell if you're healthy is to get a test like that. Because he says, you know, many people feel good. All of a sudden, they have a pain in the chest, and then they die. They have a heart attack or something, or they have this lump that they didn't notice the day before. But that was there for a long time prior to them noticing it,
right,
the problem.
One of the things that, you know, I think really needs to be emphasized, there is a tendency for people to be sort of like me, and that is just sort of merely going along until there's a problem.
Right.
And then looking for something.
Yeah.
But really, the true benefit is if you want to maintain your wellness, you want to fortify your body, you want to make all of those little factories well stocked so that you don't come into the problem. Because if your immune system is working well, you're going to have less colds, you're going to have less flu, you're going to have less of any kind of infectious disease, not to mention the fact that your immune system is the surveillance system that guards against cancers. We're all producing cancers every day in our body. The thing that keeps us from coming down with clinical manifestation is that our immune system identifies it, attacks, and destroys it. The stronger that immune system is, the less likely you are to have cancer. And there are a lot of things that can cause that. One of the biggies is stress.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably what caused mine. Mm-hmm. You know, neurosurgeons tend to die 10 years earlier than most people with stress-related diseases.
Really?
Absolutely. I'm finding ways to cut back on the stress. Eating in a proper way and making sure that your nutritional status is good is one of the very excellent ways to do that.
I assume you take our multiple vitamins and most of the different products.
Yes, I do.
Now, you have been in a movie recently. I just got back, and that was kind of neat.
That was kind of fun, actually. The movie was called Stuck on You, and I actually played myself as a surgeon who separated Siamese twins. Greg Kinnear and Matt Damon were Siamese twins. And it was actually a lot of fun, and it was used as a fundraiser. And we raised almost $500,000.
And the people that were there at the premiere showing got a bottle of the Glyco Nutritionals free.
They did.
And some of them have ordered and have already said that they've seen some benefits. So
yeah,
that's sharing the gift. Okay, I want to thank you so much for getting together with me here, Dr. Ben Carson.
Well, Ken, I want to thank you and all the people who not only make these products available, but really have taken on a mission of trying to help our society improve its health. One of the things that I realized when I was an intern at Johns Hopkins, I would come into those wards and I would see all of these people, crown princes of this place and that place, CEO of this company, tremendous wealth, all kinds of titles. And don't you know, every single one of them would have given every dime and every title for a clean bill of health. That is the most important thing that we have. There is nothing that even begins to compare with it. And anything that we can do to preserve it is something that is very worthwhile. So I thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Doc. And I appreciate so much getting together with you and your endorsement and your open-mindedness to check out the Glyco Nutritionals. And I think that website, you know, if we didn't have that website, we wouldn't attract people like yourself, because that juice therapy alone is not enough.
Exactly right.
And I just want to thank you again.
And may I just mention the fact that I'm not being paid to do this interview. I'm doing this because I want to.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Okay, thank you.
The products discussed on this recording are dietary supplements and not drugs. They are not intended to treat, diagnose, or mitigate disease, but rather support the body's own physiology. If you have a serious medical condition, you are advised to consult a licensed medical provider. Thank you for listening.